Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Hannah Ashton podcast. I'm Hannah, and today I'm going to be answering a question I got through an email from Esther. So let's go ahead and read it off. Esther wrote, "Hi, Hannah. I've been watching your YouTube videos, and it's amazing to meet someone who has the same interest as me. For about 2 years now, I've been interested in marketing, social media marketing the most. I am 18 and graduated high school recently. Your videos definitely motivated me. Usually it's difficult to even get an internship because a lot of people want to see experience, or a degree. So how did you do it? How did you gain experience, get so knowledgeable about social media marketing, and gained others' trust to work with you? I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, Esther." Thanks so much, Esther, for sending in your question. I'm really glad you asked this because I've actually never talked about internships or my experience with them in a video or a blog post, but today it's coming at you guys through a podcast. So I thought I'd talk about my internship type thing I did this past year, how I got that, and then also how to gain experience so you have stuff to actually write on your resume and you feel like you know what you're doing or you know what you're talking about when you're working within a company, which can be very intimidating. So first off, I'm going to talk about my internship that I did my junior year of high school. This internship, it's not really actually an internship, even though that's the easiest way to call it. It was through my school, and it was part of our junior, like you have a senior capstone. It was sort of like a junior year capstone. Every student had to go through this internship, except we called it a mentoring experience. And that is my first tip for gaining internships when you don't have a degree or don't have any experience. I reached out to my local media agency. They are in charge of DIY Network, Food Network, HGTV, all these amazing shows. And, you know, I'm interested in filming, videography, editing, all that. So I definitely knew I wanted my junior experience to be in media. In the show notes, I'll have a link to this website where you can actually search internships in your area and you can try to find those. However, that big corporation turned me down because I was in high school and they were only accepting college interns, which maybe if you're a high schooler, you get that a lot as well. And then I reached out to a smaller local media place that actually works hand in hand with this bigger corporation. They're just a smaller family-run business, and they accepted me. And what we phrased to them was not that this was an internship, but it was a mentoring experience. It was a shadowing opportunity. And so I really recommend using those words more, maybe instead of just internship, if the company is sort of thrown back and not up to, you know, involving a full-time internship, because a lot comes with that word internship. I got to watch this media company work on a show for DIY Network hand in hand. I started in October. I finished in March. I tried to go at least once a week. Obviously, there were some days and weeks I had to miss, but I had to get a total of 40 hours to complete this for my school. I actually learned a lot through this. It was really great. I watched them on set. I watched editing, managing production, like everything, and it made me realize I don't want to go into a production field. That's why I want to do more of like a management business degree. It was a really great opportunity and I'm really thankful for it, but that's sort of my experience with my only internship, as I'm putting that in air quotes, because like I said, we don't really call it an internship. We called it more of an shadowing opportunity, whatnot. The place where I've had more of an actual internship, again, we don't use that term because so much legal things come with that term, but it's for The Letter magazine, which I've mentioned on this podcast before. I mentioned in my videos, I love Lauren Taylor, the founder and editor-chief of The Letter magazine. I started with them in October of 2015. How I started with them was actually through Instagram. So she is definitely not based by me. The magazine is not based even in my state. Everyone on the team is across the country. So this was an opportunity that is open to anyone, really. And so they DM me, or I DM them, because I saw their post about them wanting help with their social media, and I was like, this would be awesome. I was a sophomore, and Lauren was so amazing. We hopped on a call. She learned all about me. I thought maybe my age would throw her off. I thought maybe because I was only a sophomore, she wouldn't want my help, but she was so great, and she brought me on her team. So over the past 2 years, I've worked for them. I've written articles. I've helped her with her YouTube channel. Now I'm more on the PR side. And it's basically like an internship where I do a lot of work. And obviously, I don't get compensated for it. I knew that from the beginning. It's more like volunteer. But it's also sort of like an internship. So if you're looking for experience, guys, if you're going into college and you can't get an internship because they don't see any experience on your resume, find an online internship. Definitely follow a bunch of small publications, small companies, small organizations on Instagram, like magazines or newspapers or you know, empowerment sites, nonprofit organizations. Follow a bunch of small companies on Instagram, and you may see that they're actually wanting helpers and wanting interns, if you will, but more just like help. And you can apply then, or you can just send them a DM like, hey, these are my skills. I love graphic design, or I love editing, or I love writing, whatever you like to do, and whatever field you want to go into, send them a DM, see if they're open for some free help. Most likely they will take it. And there you go. You can then put that on your resume as you've worked with a brand, and especially working with a startup company, that's going to show that you had to use a lot of leadership, and you know, everything wasn't laid out for you. It wasn't an easy internship. Working with a startup, there's a lot of power that you may have that you wouldn't have if you were at a bigger company, and there's a lot more ups and downs that you have to go through and challenges. So you can explain all of that when you're trying to get your bigger internship. Personal experience, I now have two girls that help me out and that are on my team, Grace and Julia, and I had Sarah too. Sarah was the first one. She started out, but right now it's just Grace and Julia, and they did that exact thing. They reached out to me either through Instagram or through email, like, hey, I love what you're for. I love what you're doing. Do you need some help? And I was like, girls, heck yes, I need some help. I need help with my blog or with emails, with social media, and they're just amazing. They're amazing girls. I want to do a whole podcast episode about them and everything we do. But yeah, so they reached out to me in that same regard. Just definitely as possible, definitely small business owners or even maybe bigger business owners are open to the idea of you coming in and helping out for free. So those are my two tips for getting internships. Again, I'll repeat. One is to actually not sell it as an internship. Sell it as a mentoring experience or shadowing opportunity. And the second one is to look for small startup companies online, because with a lot of online businesses like my own, you don't have to live near the company. You can work across the country or across the world from the company. So there's so many more opportunities that are open to you because you're not confined to your local area. The other part of Esther's question was sort of, how did I gain my experience and get so knowledgeable about social media marketing? To be honest, a lot of it came from my 5 to 6 years being a YouTuber and going through so many changes that occurred through YouTube. And then I've had 4 years on my Hannah Ashton channel, which has now reached over 100,000 subscribers. So I'm super proud of that. If I wasn't learning something myself, hands-on with my channel, I read it from a book, I learned it from a blog or from a podcast, and I did a bunch of research. I sort of took my job, took this business, took my YouTube as a project. You know, in school, you get a research paper. The first thing you have to do is research. So I researched so many other companies that were doing similar things, offering similar services, or I would watch other YouTubers, see how they did that, see what they added to their description boxes, see what they posted on social media, see how they drove engagement. Like, I researched and researched and researched. Honestly, the internet is your biggest helper. There are so many blog articles, podcasts, like I mentioned, books, like anything you could ever want to know, especially about social media marketing, is online. And that's what I try to provide you guys with too, through this podcast and my blog. But I also took a course online that sort of helped me with the whole consulting. So you can pay for courses, pay for eBooks, you can invest in it in that way, or you can try to find free sources that are knowledgeable about whatever field you're going into. But basically, my biggest tip for getting knowledgeable about whatever field is to use the internet to your advantage. It is the best. So guys, that is about it for this episode. If you have a question or you want to be on the podcast or you want to write a blog post for Hannah Ashton Blog, email me at hannahashtonyt@gmail.com. And that email is also on my website, hannahashtoncontent.com. Again, you can check out all the links that I mentioned in the show notes on my blog as well. And I will see you guys next Friday for a new episode. It is going to be another interview, so get excited. And also, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud or my blog, definitely leave me a comment. I want to know who's listening, or just tweet at me or DM me on Instagram. Like, just let me know that you're listening, because I think this is such a fun endeavor that I've started. It's just podcasting. It's so different than any other medium I've done online. And I really want to know how you guys are liking it. So let me know what you think in the comments. Okay, guys, have a great week. Be a boss babe. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.